night edition of Free Talk Live. Welcome to it. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff for you there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photograph. We put them up there on the website. In fact, at some point this weekend, I think we're going to launch the new site.
Yeah. Yeah, really?
Yes.
Do you think there might be a new Shriner on there?
There's going to be at least 4 new Shriners.
Like a half a dozen.
Six. I think we were sent a couple new ones within the last 24 hours. I haven't actually looked yet.
Sure,
because your excuse is really starting to wear thin. You know, at some point, you're going to just have to post at least one, even if the new website isn't ready.
No, it's going to be ready.
I hope they march
in
the studio with pitchforks and torches.
I'm giving them the address.
Sunday at the latest, okay? So it's going to go on there. And there's going to be a bunch of Shriners, and it's going to be great, okay? 800-259-9231.
Punch him for every day after Sunday that we
can. And if you're on the updates list, you'll find out when the launch is first. So if you go to freetalklive.com right now and sign up for the updates, you'll know. You'll be able to go there right quick.
Yep.
Lickety-split.
We'll send you an email, let you know. Everybody else will have to figure it out on their own.
Exactly.
That's how the updates work.
So we'll talk to you about anything on this show, whether it be a political issue or maybe even something of a personal nature. Anything goes. 800-259-9231. You can email us, ftl@freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the phone to Puke in Texas. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
And if you're an amplifier, you'll get to get a preview of the new site.
That's true. Amplifier for when you become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, you get access, if you have a BBS account, to the special amplifier section.
Now, a BBS account just means that you gave us your email address, or a username and an email address, is that right?
Pretty much.
So, I mean, yeah. I'm just saying
it's
that you don't have to go out and buy a bulletin board system or something like that.
No.
Well, you made it sound funny.
Thank you. Yes, you go and you get a special elite access to the amplifiers forum, and in there we post some fun stuff. Like, Torgo, you posted a picture of Manwich.
No.
I did. Oh, you haven't seen this yet, Manwich?
You know that senior yearbook picture that I have?
Yes. You people are bad.
I posted that in the AMP forum. Ask Duke.
You people are bad.
So yeah, so you get some bonuses. You get a few bonuses if you're an amplifier. You can go amp up at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking mighty gay.
You can see what Manwich looked like when he was 18 and he was just graduating from high school. What I thought was the best is if you scroll down, Manwich, you'll see that Puke. Wasn't it you, Puke, that did this? Puke actually. You modified Manwich's picture to have a mohawk. We were talking about Manwich's mohawk.
I've got another one
in high school
from that's junior year,
right? But
oh
he basically used Photoshop to cut off parts of your hair so it looked like you had a mohawk in that picture. So you only get that if you're an amplifier.
Amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, my God. This is just awful.
Puke, what's on your mind, man?
All right. The question I had was, you guys were talking about how the military basically doesn't have anything to do with freedoms. And on an earlier show this week, you guys were talking about how the Army is basically only supposed to be around for 2 years.
Yeah.
I had a question. That question is... How would you maintain an army that way if it dissolved every 2 years? How would you have a military in place that could do anything if it wasn't trained or anything? You know,
you're not supposed to maintain an army.
Well, I understand that.
The idea is the idea behind the founding of the country was that we didn't want a standing army in order to have it to send it somewhere. The idea is with militias, with people voluntarily getting together with one another in order to practice shooting and practice whatever. Malicious practice, that the militias would be more than enough to defend this nation. And
okay, so yeah, that's basically what it was, is just a standing militia that defends the home territory, period.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you think people would take their Second Amendment rights a little bit more seriously if they were part of a militia?
I do, absolutely.
Even if it was a pretty inactive militia, they got together one weekend a year to practice. But at least I can, because I remember I had a house where we were in a deed restricted community. I moved about a month ago, maybe 2 weeks, and I was part of the crime watch.
Right.
Now that entailed what? Having the guy who was in charge of crime watch, I had his telephone number. We did nothing. We didn't get together and watch for crime.
You didn't go out in the cars with the two-way radios.
Nothing was planned. None of this stuff. But I was part of the crime watch. So when I took my walks in the evening, if I saw something, that was suspicious, which I rarely did.
Right.
I did ask a couple of people that were rolling around the neighborhood in cars. Hey, what are you doing? I'd just ask them. Hey, what's
you busybody?
I'm just asking them.
Okay.
I just asked them. That's all.
Okay.
I didn't say, hey, get the hell out of here or anything like that. But if you're doing
darn
something,
kids.
If you're doing something wrong and somebody asks you what you're doing,
uh huh.
then you'll get out of there.
Okay.
And that's what neighbors should be doing.
Uh-huh.
Now, you may not like it on your street, but that's because you're nuts. It's because you're crazy.
In here with his boarded up windows, sitting around with no shirt on, just eating his frozen dinners and having no social life. That's Ian.
Yelling at the computer screen over, articles that he reads.
All right. Where were we, Puke? We've kind of gone off on a bit of a tangent there.
Sorry about that.
Just a little bit. But basically, you guys answer my question is that...
Militias. That's what it was. Militias.
Yeah, the citizenry should be the ones that are responsible for protection of the country, and they should form themselves into units and protect their own places.
Voluntarily. I think that's the important part as well. I mean, if you don't want to be involved, if weapons bother you, then you wouldn't have to be. And also, the cool part about militias is, hey, if you get tired of the leadership, you can leave any old time you want to.
Right.
I mean, if I join a militia and Manwich is in charge, and I don't like the way he does his formations or the way that he insists that we handle the weapons, I can leave and form a competing militia.
I think it's important how you handle your weapon.
I agree, too. It's critical how you handle your weapon.
Yes. And,
so, Pete, there's your answer, sir. Anything else, anyway?
Lastly, I'd like to tell you guys that you talk about how the bombings and stuff are, and you're talking about, like, roadblocks and stuff might be popping up.
Yeah.
And the funny part about that is, like, here on my base, it is, like, they've stepped up the security due to these bombing attacks. So, actually, right. Us in the military get to feel what it's like to have all these roadblocks and checks and stuff at the gates more so than anyone else before it actually works its way off post. So.
And it's already working its way off. We've got the story.
Let me tell you, it sucks.
I believe it. We've got the story. What kind of security do you have to go through to get in the base?
Well, I can't really say anything like that. I don't want to get myself in trouble.
Right.
But,
classified.
Not classified, but I'm trying to protect myself here.
I see.
Just in case anyone figured out.
You don't think it's the same on all the other bases? You think it's just your base?
No, it's the same on all the other bases.
Well,
it's
how
probably,
are you? That's fine. You're worried someone's going to identify you if you reveal the security tactics?
I'm just trying to be safe.
Understood.
But basically, it's just more ID checks and more car searches.
The last thing we want for any of our military listeners is for them to get, beaten by their superiors or whatever for saying things they weren't supposed to.
Well, I don't think I'd get beaten, but I could certainly get ranked taken
away. Doesn't that happen? Don't they put coins in a sock and beat you with it or something like that? Or
no.
Soap in a sock?
Did your entire concept of military life the first hour of Full Metal Jacket, Ian?
I think it is.
He watched Cadence one too many times.
Arlie Ermey is not your drill sergeant?
No, actually, you can, something like that happens, but that's not what actually goes on in the Army. It's actually much more humane than you would think. But,
all right, thanks for the call.
It's not more
You're
humane
welcome.
Than I would think, because I think it's humane.
800-259-9231. You've obviously never been beaten with socks with soap in them.
I have never been beaten with a sock with soap in it.
Those were bath towels. Those were bath towels.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That was a good first half of a movie.
Somebody hit me with a jacket with a towel with a bar of soap in it. I'm going to beat them up.
Well, the problem is there's 10 people hitting you with bars of soap.
Here's what they did. Everyone in his squad...
They've got to go to sleep sometime.
Well, that's what happened. The guy who was getting the punishment was asleep. Two of the guys came up to him, grabbed his sheets, and pulled them down so they trapped him in the bed.
Right.
And then they all lined up and one at a time hit him in the stomach with towels with bars of soap wrapped in
them. Was the reason? He was not bathing or something?
no. He kept getting in trouble, and finally it got to the point where it was his squad's responsibility to keep track of him.
Well,
every time he got in trouble, they got punished, and he didn't. So they punished him themselves.
Exactly.
Sounds like a pretty good system, actually.
Yeah, I saw that movie, Manwich. You ever saw Full Metal Jacket?
I did, but it's been a long time.
First hour's only part that's worth it. 800-259-9231, your calls. Looks like we got Jean on the line, and it sounds like a lady. We're going to come back to her call. 800-259-9231, you can take control of the show. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show, the Friday night edition. We're here with you. It's Ian.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. And you can email us, FTL at freetalklive.com. You can go to the website, freetalklive.com, and tune into us there. We've got live streaming, the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Go and get it for free at freetalklive.com.
That bed made this sound like it could almost be the adults-only version of Free Talk Live.
Really?
Like we were going to maybe go somewhere a little...
Really? You thought it was kind of porno music or something?
I don't know. It sounded not so much porno music, but late-night Cinemax kind of music.
Okay, because I got porno music, if that's what you want.
Now,
speaking of that...
That's a little too much. I like the bed we were listening to before, though.
Man, which actually, you got something coming up that's a little strange.
It's one could consider it...
Sexual toys and hooks and art and public funding, right?
Yeah.
We'll get
public
to all,
funding and sex toys.
We will get to all that hopefully coming up sometime before 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Are we still on?
Yeah, we're on.
Okay.
little glitch.
You jumped all over the place. I thought, holy crap, I'm getting away from this microphone.
But it was a very funny noise on our end. Anyway, go ahead.
The Free State Project is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. This is the show about your calls, so let's talk to Gene in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Yeah, what do you mean, a lady? This is Gene, the Christian anarchist.
Oh, well, they spelled it with a J, and so we didn't know it was you.
You got some new call screener, I guess, because he didn't know who I was.
Well, our regular call screener for Friday nights is at a George Michael concert.
Oh, okay.
Well, Wham, like bam, thank
anyway.
You, man. Huh?
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Anyway, I wanted to call you up and straighten you out, Ian.
Yes, sir.
Ian, because I was listening to a podcast, and I heard you try and put forth your little idea that rights and responsibilities are somehow associated with each other.
Okay.
And I strongly disagree, both as a Christian and as an anarchist.
Can you explain?
Sure. If you look at our Constitution and you compare it to, say, the Constitution of China, you'll see that China's Constitution does have rights listed. Believe it or not, most people don't know that because they never read it. It does have the people's rights listed, and it lists the duties of the people who are citizens of China.
Okay.
Now, you'll find that in many constitutions around the world other than theirs. You look in our constitution, and since our founding fathers were Christians, they put all of the rights on the people because they are created. You know, the whole idea is all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. So you have to throw that creator in there in order to really understand what it is they're trying to say.
I see.
They're trying to say that people are created with rights. They don't have any responsibilities, and if you look in our Constitution, there is no responsibility.
No responsibility from the people to the government, you mean?
Absolutely, or even to them, or even to each other.
I don't know if I ever suggested that there was a responsibility from the people to the government.
No, but you said that rights, you have rights because you have responsibilities. You said that several times. I've heard you.
Hmm.
Okay.
I think what I said was that animals don't have rights because they have no responsibility.
Yeah, and you also said that people have rights because they have responsibility.
Actually, I've corrected myself at this point, Gene. I don't really think people have rights unless they stand up for them and act as though they have them. Because really, you say that the Constitution says they're inalienable, but obviously nobody's paying any attention to that in our government.
No, see, if I took your view that only those who stand up for their rights have them, then somebody like Terry Schiavo has no rights, or somebody who is a quadriplegic, or somebody like Helen Keller have no rights because she couldn't stand up for her rights.
Well, I guess in that case, it would be okay for someone else to stand up for the rights of someone who couldn't express themselves, Gene.
And I don't think it was fair to lump quadriplegics in there because they just can't stand up.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. I'm saying that people can't fight for their rights. Not everybody can fight for their rights, but that doesn't mean they don't have them because God created everybody with certain inalienable rights.
But you've got to admit that if you don't stand up, and when I say you, I mean people in general. If people don't stand up for the rights that they supposedly have, they lose them, as we have been losing them in this country.
There's a difference. No, they don't lose their rights. Nobody ever loses their rights because you're created with them. When I go to China, I don't lose my right to have a...
But if no one in the government is respecting your rights, Gene, then what good are they?
What I'm saying is, it's semantics here, but you don't lose your rights. What you do is your rights are violated by certain people, individuals...
Okay, fine, and you're not doing anything about it.
Well,
so you've effectively lost your rights because you're keeping your mouth shut when they're violating you.
You still haven't lost the right. Your right is violated on a continuous basis by people who think they have the right to violate your rights.
Right, exactly, Ian. No matter where you're coming from on this argument, even you will have to agree that your rights are still not lost. You're just refusing to exercise
them. I'm saying that you can gain them back by standing up.
You're not gaining them back.
Okay,
you're just choosing to exercise them.
Fine, you're letting everyone know that you have rights again.
But there are no responsibilities involved.
Okay.
A person has no responsibility to have a right. Their rights are there by nature of the fact that they were created with them.
I stand corrected. So what you're saying is, if there is a God, then he didn't create rights for the animals, then?
Correct. Okay. Right? The animals are they're created, of course, but they're created as part of the creation that's here to benefit mankind.
In the Bible, it says that man shall have dominion over them.
Aha.
That's right.
As translated and et cetera. Yes. All right, Gene, thanks for the call,
translated
man.
Translated and moved down.
Appreciate it. 800, stand corrected. 800-259-9231. So you have rights. It's just you just either stand up for them or not, I guess. Right?
Pretty much. Me.
Okay. Hey, speaking of animals, we got an email from Jeremy who writes in, as an atheist, why do you think humans have rights but other animals don't? I often hear you say, because humans have responsibility, but animals don't. What do you mean when you say animals don't have responsibility? Well, what I mean by that is, if I was to let the studio beast outside, she would not respect anybody else's rights. And that's what I mean by responsibility. She's not respecting the rights of, say, my neighbors or the other people around that have yards, and she might go and dig in them, for instance. She doesn't have any sort of concept of property rights.
But if she were entering the territory of another dog, she would respect that other dog's territory. Just like
maybe.
We respect other humans' rights and completely neglect those of dogs.
How do you know she wouldn't go and pee on their own territory and try to take it for her own?
How do you know some sort of a defective human being wouldn't try to steal stuff out of your house which you claim is your own?
Well, they could, I suppose.
I mean, still, there are going to be people who don't respect those rights, who don't live up to that responsibility that you claim that we have. But those dogs understand each other just like we understand each other. They have the same rights. We choose not to recognize...
Did you just say that dogs have rights?
Let me finish. They have the same rights as living creatures as we do. We choose not to respect theirs, and they choose not to respect ours, because they're completely incompatible with one another.
I see. Interesting. He goes on to say, I believe all animals have responsibility to some degree or another, particularly to their young, and many animals have intellect. Coco the ape, who can speak sign language, comes to mind, and some scientists believe dolphins are at least as intelligent, and maybe even more so than humans.
That's because those scientists are freaked out, just so you know.
I don't know, dude. Dolphins are pretty smart.
Yeah, that's why they're doing calculus.
Is it the lack of opposable thumbs that makes them ineligible for rights? Thanks, Jeremy. I think you put it well, Torgo. Thanks for that. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and I know you've been waiting for this, man. But you want to get to the sex toy thing.
Yeah.
That's coming up.
Yeah.
This is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Yeah.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show, toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is the Friday night edition. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts, over 27,000, I think over 28,000 now, actually, and hundreds of members interacting. Go and check it out, freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. This is the show about your calls, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to John in California. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, sir.
Hello.
Hey, okay, there we go. Yeah, I was calling about the random bag searches in the New York subways that started.
Yes, sir. We actually haven't talked about that yet on this show. Can you give us a recap?
Basically, because of what happened in London, New York decided that it'd be a good idea to do random bag searches in the for the commuters in the subway.
Hmm.
I found it kind of interesting because it just kind of subverts the problem. It looks at the problem a completely different way. Kind of targets each of us as if we're the problem instead of focusing on different methods.
Right, everyone's a potential terrorist now.
Exactly, and it's kind of scary. It's getting closer and closer. I'm wondering what happens when we have a national ID, and it's getting closer to the point of stopping at the papers on the street.
I think we're there.
Yep, that was at that point. I thought we were there with the planes doing it, but at this point, it's. I have an issue with the planes because if we were an armed nation, that would have never happened.
Absolutely. If the people on those planes that were hijacked were armed or were able to be armed, those guys never would have hijacked them. That's what you're saying.
Completely. And
right.
They still
wouldn't be able to do it. I mean, now, after it's happened, there's no way anybody's going to be able to hijack an airplane with a box cutter again. Because somebody will get, I'll get cut in order to tackle some guy who's got a box cutter.
The only way they could do it is if there was two people on the flight or something like that. They're all terrorists.
Exactly. And that's why I'm wondering if these security measures that take away our rights are actually doing any good.
No, of course not. It's just,
if you consider good growing the government, yes.
Yeah, it's just subduing the people. I mean, it's so sad. Let me share something with you. I came across an article about this today, and I added it to the prep, about the New Yorkers' response to this. And it's predictable. It doesn't bother me, said Devin Campbell, a security worker who waited about 4 minutes while an officer rifled through his rolling suitcase and two shoulder bags at a station in the Bronx. I can understand why they're doing it. It's important. Ron Freeman, age 25, a stockbroker whose backpack was searched, said, they should have done this a long time ago, ever since 9/11. Amy Wilson, age 28, says the officer's work, it makes me feel safer. I like knowing they're here.
Wait till they're doing a body cavity search on you, Amy.
Yeah.
And giving you a little pinch and tickle.
And if you'd like to get a head start on what that'll be like, Torgo at freetalklive.com. Never
Sergeant,
mind.
Sergeant Kevin O'Connor used a bullhorn to alert riders. If you do not agree to this inspection, you must exit the transit system immediately. So you have the ability in New York City to say no to the search, but you can't use the subway if you say no to the search.
You don't have the ability to stop paying your taxes, which go to run the subway, though.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, this is it. This is their response. This is the people's response. Okay. Well, we should have had this before.
I don't understand what we're going to do as a country. It's getting worse all the time. And it seems like more and more people are willing to give up their freedoms just to have a false sense of security. And
yeah. And you're right. That's what it is. It's false.
It's completely false. And if the attacker, even if they buff up security in different areas, there's always going to be another place to attack.
Of course.
It doesn't matter what you do at that point. And all we're doing at this point is wasting money, giving away our rights. And that was basically the point I wanted to bring.
Yeah. What's it going to do? I mean, it's not going to do any good. And thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. If you're a terrorist and you want to cause some terror and set a bomb off and you're willing to be a suicide bomber, no search is going to stop you. It just might mean you have to set your bomb off a little bit sooner.
Yeah, all of a sudden, instead of being on the train, you might have to blow yourself up on the platform instead.
Right.
Take out a bunch of law enforcement and some innocent bystanders.
They're doing the searches on the subway itself, right?
No, it's outside of the subway.
Okay. Not on the train, on the platform getting on the train.
I see.
You can't get on the train until you've been
searched.
Have
you been on one of these platforms?
I've seen them.
I haven't physically
been on one.
There's more people on the platform than there is in the subway.
Right. Right.
So if the idea is to kill more people, you'd want to blow it up on the platform anyway.
Police had promised there'd be no racial profiling, and when a woman in what looked like a Muslim dress was selected by Officer Richard Dixon, he said he was simply picking every fifth person with a bag. Richard Collins, age 48, black man with a beard and a white knitted skull cap, said he didn't think that he was tapped because he looked Muslim, but he was a little perturbed. Not because of the religion thing, he said. They're taking 2 minutes out of my time. And that's a great point.
Yeah.
It's two times two, plus, you know, times 100,000 people, however many they search. I mean, that's a lot of wasted time.
Freedom and free, son.
The NYPD said there have been no arrests by midday. I guess this has been going on for, about a day now? Random searches were also being conducted on buses, ferries, and trains to the suburbs. Outside a Long
Apparently
Island...
Apparently they're not racially profiling, but, you know, gender preferences, on the other hand.
They didn't say they were searching ferries.
Oh. I thought they said they were searching ferries.
Outside,
no, before you're allowed to board the ferry, you have to be searched.
Oh, okay.
Outside a Long Island Railroad station Thursday night, police charged a man with weapons possession after discovering a taser, a spring-loaded police-style baton, and a pair of chukka sticks in his car. But he said that he had no terrorist links, and had made no threats. On city subways, which are used by 4.5 million people on the average workday, the inspections started on a small scale Thursday afternoon and were expanded on Friday. New York Civil Liberties Union opposed the searches, saying they violated the Fourth Amendment. Well, no duh.
No duh.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg said he hoped the NYCLU would recognize that the city had struck the right balance between security and protecting constitutional rights.
Really, what's the balance?
That would be...
They get to do what they want.
Yeah.
And you shut up.
Yeah, that would be where they provide you no security and afford you none of your constitutional rights. So it balances out entirely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got nothing on both sides.
Zero and zero, exactly.
It does balance.
Great. He said the bag-checking program is part of a policy to constantly change tactics. It may or may not be there tomorrow, he says. He's going to throw a wrench into those terrorist operations, isn't he? He's so tricky.
Well, that means...
Whether he's going to really fool them.
Means that it probably won't last long then, because, you know, if bureaucrats have the option of working or not working, they won't work.
Yeah, but this gives, from what I've read so far, a lot of these cops that are doing this are getting overtime.
I'm sure.
So the bureaucrats have an incentive to work. Right. The bureaucrats want to work in this case. They're getting paid extra for this.
That's pretty much Bloomberg's solution to anything. Just throw money and anger at it, and maybe it'll go away.
800-259-9231, if you've got a comment on the situation in New York, and it is amazing to me. It's happening just like I suggested that it would. The government here is using the London bombings as an excuse to expand their security apparatus here. It's exactly what I thought would happen. It didn't happen here. The bombs didn't go off in America, but, well, it could
happen. They speak English there, too.
Yeah, it could have. They're our friends. We need to really crank the security up here on you people, because this could happen to you now, even though nothing has happened here since September 11th. And, of course, President Bush has been using the London bombings recently in his speeches to push for the Patriot Act being reinstated. And so they're just... It's amazing to me. This is happening. And in fact, they're going to be searching probably buses outside of New York City soon. I mean, the other police departments, they borrow ideas from one another. So I'm sure this
it worked.
Yeah, I'm sure this will be inspirational to some cops. And what happens if you've got marijuana in your bag? Do they get to confiscate that if they're just looking for bombs? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
The Friday night edition of the show.
Better known as...
night, we won't say. The Friday night edition of the show, you can take control of the phones. 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got archives there, last 6 days of the show, right there on the front page of the website. And you can go vote for us over at podcastalley.com, where we are in the top 6 podcasts in the world, thanks to your votes. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to where you need to be. And we much appreciate it.
Yeah,
we give you
good stuff for us.
We give you stuff on our website for free, and all we ask is a little vote from time to time.
Hey, that's it. No,
you scratch our back. That's
we'll
it.
We'll do some talk radio for you.
Hey, what's going on with the female sex toys being paid for by tax dollars? What's that all about?
I just got to read the article. I can't.
Are they sex toys
anything.
For public use?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Governor Bill Owens of Colorado is weighing in on the debate over an artist given $5,000 in state fellowship grants after hearing about the works of art that depicted sex toys on hooks. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is offensive and an extremely poor taste, said Owens, a big blowhard from Colorado.
Who couldn't say that in the article?
No. Oh. Who couldn't view the piece himself, but had it described to him by his staffers. The governor is in New York for an award ceremony.
Oh, no, he wasn't around. He was out of state.
They could have taken a picture of it.
Right. They didn't even take a picture. The artist... They don't know how to work them internets.
Yet. Yeah, right.
The artist, Tasehi Johnson of Denver, received the fellowship from the Colorado Council of the Arts in 2003. The work, originally titled 12 Dildos on Hooks and completed in
2000.
You may not want to use that word. I don't know if it's too sexually suggested, but go ahead.
Okay. Was one of several pieces submitted to the CCOA by Johnson. Well, she did rename it afterwards, and I'll give you that, too.
Okay.
CCOA by Johnson when she was applying for the fellowship grants.
Yeah, that's not really the most creative name.
No, but it does let you know what to expect when you into the room.
Well, right. She changed the title of the piece to Large Implements on Hooks before officially submitting the work to
Large Vibrating Phallic Instruments.
Well, if you see large instruments on hooks, you might expect to go in and just see like hooks with maybe trombones or gardening implements.
True, that would be a shocker. Implements is the term.
Yeah, I'm sorry, implements, not instruments. Large implements on hooks. So you might expect to see, you know, a garden weasel and, you know, just a giant trowel of some sort. And you go in there and just like, well, I guess those are implements.
Yeah, you do.
Well, she said it in an interview that she changed the title for artistic reasons.
Oh, is that right?
It didn't have anything to do with marketing to the Colorado Council of the Arts.
Right.
Nothing.
She got $5,000.
$5,000 of the Colorado
and it's
citizens' hard-earned money.
And it's real. I mean, it's real. It's not a picture of, it's not a painting of this.
No,
it's
in fact,
it's one of those large real art things, or what a sculpture. What do they call
sculpture?
That?
Yeah, that'd be a sculpture.
Do you call it a sculpture when you just hang things on hooks?
Yes.
Wait, what's the category? I don't think that's sculpture.
It is sculpture.
Real life art?
That's sculpture.
Something like that?
You didn't sculpt anything. You stuck one thing to another
sculpture.
Thing.
Sculpture. Adhesion. It's adhesion.
It's not really adhesion.
No, you're right.
Because you're just...
Impalement.
Yes,
it's impalement. Right. Any of those art experts want to call in 800-259-9231. Now, look.
The governor questions the use of state
money. It's a suspension piece.
Is there a photo of it in this
No,
in
thank
this
goodness. I have the printable version. Thank goodness I didn't get any photos.
You should do a search for large implements on hooks.
I don't want to see it.
I can imagine what it might be like.
Right. How difficult is it to figure out what this thing is going to look like?
Well,
it's 12 sex toys on hooks.
Right. In the Tampa Bay area, there's the town of Bradenton, and we're relatively close to it. And there's a...
I'm going there after the show tonight.
Village of the
fact.
Arts downtown in downtown Bradenton, where you get tax breaks for having businesses, and apparently your business doesn't get taxed in there. I don't know. Somehow or another, they changed the zoning and the tax laws in the Village of the Arts.
As long as you paint it a terrible color. Right.
Yes, you do have to paint it some bright, gaudy color. No, that's not true.
Okay.
Many people do. Well, one of the in the Village of the Arts, apparently somebody hung these same sorts of implements on a tree outside their house.
Really?
Yes, many, many of them. And so apparently Bradenton wasn't quite ready for that kind of art.
That
didn't go well for some reason.
Yeah. I see. Too expressive for that one.
What they should have done is then put a stand out front with like a little plastic placard that describes it as the, you know, the
implement tree.
Yeah, the implement tree, the rare Asian phallus tree, you know, and with a description of its indigenous environment and everything, just like you were at some sort of a wildlife preserve.
Do you think you can cut it down and get peckerwood?
800-259-9231. I don't want to make it sound like Free Talk Live is supporting this. I think that this art is probably lousy.
Yeah,
it sounds terrible to me.
It's laughable.
I'm not an art critic or anything like that. I'm not a huge fan of art, but there's some of it that appeals
to me. I don't support the blowhard governor or
the artist.
Taysai Johnson, the artist.
Well, the worst part is...
But I think she should be able to make art.
She should be able to make art.
Tax people for it.
She should be able to make art. She should be able to hang it from her tree outside or whatever she wants to do with it on her own private
property. It's art as far as I'm concerned.
But she should have to pay for it herself. And if she can sell it on the free market...
God bless her little soul.
I don't think she's going to get...
Twisted, sick, sexually perverted soul.
I'm sorry, I don't think she's going to get near $5,000 for this piece.
No, I don't think so either.
I wonder if
she'd need it now.
I wonder if she'd even recoup the cost of the toys and the hooks.
Yeah, I wonder
for $5,000.
No, I mean if she had to rely entirely on the free market.
Yeah, I can't imagine anybody buying that awful thing.
Yeah, I can't either. But if someone wants to buy it, they should be free to buy it.
Yes.
Again, the real problem with this
story... And if it's artistic passion that's driving her, she has to make it anyway, whether she gets $5,000 or not.
Yes.
Now, the thing is, she'd already made it, and then they gave her $5,000 as a fellowship grant, whatever that means. I mean, what's the purpose of giving them money after they've made it?
You just have connections. You just know people on the Arts Council, probably, and you just get money from them, I guess. I don't know how it works.
The grant is there to supplement the income that you weren't making while you were spending time creating the art.
Oh, yeah.
And
sure
for also contributing to humanity.
I'm sure it was a grueling task putting 12 implements on hooks. 800-259-9231. The real issue here, though, is that taxpayers paid for this. Sorry, it shouldn't be that way.
But you know, man, if I was going to prune that tree you were talking about, I'd have to make sure I did it before noon. Have to get myself some morning wood.
Oh.
More Free Talk Live coming back.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log...
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
Torgo!
And Manwich. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. freestateproject.org. Hey, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives, bulletin board system, and much, much more. It's all free, all online, freetalklive.com. We've created something special, though, that's going to help promote the show. We call it AMP. Advertise, market, and promote. And for $3 a month, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Now, what does that mean, Manwich?
It means that you contribute $3 a month to our advertising, marketing, and promoting fund. None of these dollars are going for anything but advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. And to compensate for that, we are going to give up 1/4 of our advertising avails when we reach a certain point.
What? You don't have to use the industry terms. 1/4 of the commercial time, 25%. We're going to cut our commercial time by 25% once we reach our goal.
And replace it with more of us just yammering on.
Yes, exactly.
So if you're listening to us yammering, and you are, then you must want more. So we will.
So go to amp.freetalklive.com. And as an added bonus, once you're an amplifier, you get access to the special amplifiers area of the Free Talk Live bulletin board system. Now, Manwich, you've come up with a little offer that you want to make.
Manwich is offering himself to the amplifier.
Apparently.
He's whoring himself out.
Apparently.
$3 a month.
Somehow or another, Torgo got a hold of my high school yearbook, senior yearbook picture.
Correct.
Yes, thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Todd. So awful. I look like from one of the guys from the Romantics.
Those glasses are so you.
They're fake.
Are they really?
They weren't real glasses?
No, they weren't.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. That makes that picture so much better to me now.
It's pretty
funny. Were you wearing them to make yourself look more intelligent?
I just
want to
read the damn thing.
Okay.
So anyway, the picture's up there, and people are making fun of it. Well, I guess I am, too.
Okay.
And Pugh pointed out that he thought that it would be the one of me with a mohawk.
Right.
And
we talked about that.
Thank God Torgo doesn't have that one. But
yet.
Apparently, Pugh considers himself a bit of a artiste because he shaved off my hair in this photo and made a picture of me with a mohawk.
Right, he did a pretty good job.
And then put a can of Manwich there on it. And, well, I figure if we can get... How many amplifiers do we currently have?
52 people have contributed to the amplifier.
52 amplifiers.
53. Oh, that's right. One, we had another one tonight. So amp.freetalklive.com.
53 amplifiers. If we can get to 75 amplifiers... To me, it doesn't really matter the time frame, but the sooner we get to 75, the sooner I'll show my
I
have a picture. I have a picture of me with. I have a really good one.
The sooner I'll show my how do I say this in radio friendly terms?
Haircut. Yeah. Well, I have actually. This one isn't with a mohawk. It's with I had cut off a portion of the mohawk and then let my front forelock grow, so it's
forelock.
Yeah, it would be a forelock.
It would.
And so I have that picture. It's better. And then
that's beautiful.
You know, I'll come up with a mohawk
picture for 75. So when we get to 75
numbers, amplifiers,
we're at 52.
Bam,
53
you can
now.
See some awfully embarrassing pictures of me.
If you want to see man, and only the amplifiers will be able to see it. So you have to go to
just as they can only see my senior picture.
Right.
Now.
You have to go to amp.freetalklive.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night for the Saturday night edition. It's been Ian here with you
and Torgo
and Manwich,
and that's tomorrow night starting at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us then. In the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com. And again, amp.freetalklive.com.
Four.
U.S. Golden State.